Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is July 15th, and we're halfway through July. And I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, a grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations and other injectables that Big Pharma likes to, spring on us. And most of this information is clearly being censored today because we want everyone that has a clue and still has a brain left to make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. You know, I always loved it when Tim Boland used to say, "Of course I'm anti-vaccination. I still have a brain." I mean, the more you know. And, our websites, I just want to say, our websites are vaccinetruth.com. And that basically is a landing page to take you to our main website, which is vaclib.org. But if you just get to vaccinetruth.com, you can also do vaccinetruth.net, where our exemption pages are mirrored. And my business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of clear depopulation. I should just leave it at that, because we're certainly under attack on all levels from, a contaminated food supply, contaminated water, contaminated air, microwave radiation, you name it, we're under attack. So that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, which literally means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. So, but I do stylize wisely to match Immunize. It's, I like to stylize thing for the name of the show. And we do have a chat room. It's hosted by Mer Bailey. She's fantastic. She has her own show on Sunday. I encourage you to tune in. It's only an hour long, and if you miss it, you can always check the archives. And she's been so gracious in populating our chat room with really excellent information. And so I'd encourage you to go there at immunizewisely.chatango.com. That's Cha Tango or Chat and Go, however you want to, figure that out. But I always put the link in the archive so that you can kind of bookmark that, because that's where I drop a lot of information too, and it ends up being pretty lively. There's other participants that have great commentary, so I'd encourage you to go there. And what's great is it does stay up for, 3 weeks or so. So you can always go back if you miss some of the information being discussed. And it's very important to continue supporting this network. This is one of the last real talk radio shows that's not censored, and it does actually cost a lot of money to have this kind of equipment, to have people like Frank board operating, taking out his Saturdays, every Saturday. I mean, he's getting up early, early, early in the morning and going to bed late, late, late at night. And I'm really glad they broke up the weekend, because it was just too much for one person to do 2 days in a row like that. Because you're on. I mean, taking an eating break, you're hoping someone does a replay, So you just plug a replay in. And I don't like to do a replay. I'd rather have a guest host, because I want to take advantage of live shows. And tonight, I'm honored to have Jenna Chaputis join me. She is my main guest host, and she will be joining us shortly. I'm not sure if – yep, she looks like she is here. So you can unmute anytime, Jenna. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, you're welcome. It's an honor.
Yeah, well, I don't know. In fact, I've been wanting to, thank you for guest hosting and mail you Shannon Rowan's book, because I think you're going to really like it. Shots Fired, Vaccine Weapons, Medical Tyranny, and the War Against Humanity. It's stuff I've been, writing about and talking about. It seems like Shannon went down all the same places I did. Every time I open something, it's like, oh, there I was. Oh, I remember when I was here, you know. It's like great because it's like she's chronicling my whole journey in many respects, you know. So I really like it, of course, yeah. Because, you know, it's really solid. And she documents everything. And, yeah, it seems intimidating at over 700 pages. I just want everyone to know they can mail a check for $35 to VacLib, and that will cover postage. But if you order online and I do the ding, it's $36. So check, I don't get any credit card dings, and I can still mail it for $35. So it's really a good deal, and it's worth it because – you know, Jenna, what are we going to do when there's no internet and all that stuff that we wish we would have saved isn't there anymore? And what Shannon did is she actually saved all the links as a PDF. So while she has links to the information, she knows it disappears. So she actually grabbed the information. And for every footnote, there's a correlated PDF that you could – you know, email her for that documentation. And I thought that was really generous of her to be able to do that, right?
Absolutely. You know what? She also documented the written transcripts of the series of five videos that I recorded on communitarianism. And she put my name in the book. So she said she was going to send me a signed copy, which I really do look forward to it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Because, you know, I am picking up in my signed copy, there are little teeny errors, and I've been meaning to, you know, kind of go through it, red pen it, you know, and just, you know, tell her, you know, this should be corrected because she did kind of rush it. And they're not major errors, but, you know, stuff that should be corrected to me in subsequent editions. But she says they caught a lot more when they actually did the big run. So my book is separate. It was one of the first editions, and then I got, like, you know, 15 of the print run of, you know, when after they did some more corrections. So yeah, there's little things in there. You know, I mean, you know, when you've been in this movie for a while, you end up, you know, picking up every little teeny error. And one of them is for me, Jenna, just so you know, was you know, she does that same thing of, you know, like the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you know? Like, where did the pursuit of happiness come in? And, you know, that is totally a decoy. And somehow she missed that, and I hope more people point that out to people. It's kind of like saying we live in a democracy when we live in a republic. Well, we're supposed to live in a democracy. We live in a democracy now, for sure. But we were, you know, given a republic if we can keep it. And, you know, you cannot sustain life and liberty without the ability to own property. And they, you know, that's been a big deal with the elite. They do not want the common man to be able to own property. I mean, you don't own property in this country unless you can get a lawyerial title. Good luck with that. I mean, I just know the people that have succeeded have been harassed, so it's hardly even worth it. And but yeah, I mean, you end up getting a certificate of title. I mean, your car, everything is owned by the state. You find out as soon as you don't pay property taxes who actually owns it, right? So you know, but that's a foundational right. So okay, Jenna, I want you to start sharing about your week. You can unmute yourself. I see you muted yourself. So are you there?
Oh, yeah. Well, sharing my week up here in Western Washington. This week, the temperatures are warm. We got no rain. So it's dry, 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 hot, hot, hot. So a lot of my chores are just keeping the water flowing in the garden, and we're on 8 acres. So wherever there is growth, I'm pulling a hose. And then part of the overall goal of this 8 acres is to have it all fenced. Mm-hmm. To keep the new puppy in and keep unwanted guests out. So, you know, we're the support, and that's what why we live here. We're caretakers. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a fair exchange because it's a gorgeous property. And we're in the most beautiful part, you know, we're South Puget Sound. We're spitting distance from the water. It's gorgeous here. So there is a great trade-off. I don't think we would ever be able to afford a property out here. So this goes to how do you put up a fence? So it's plumb and level, 17 posts treated, going 2 feet in the ground, and we're driving it into clay. So we were able to borrow a gas-powered auger that it does take two of us to hold on to.
because
there's woods here, so there's tree roots, and it catches, and it's like, ha, we're both holding on. But we've got those dug, and it is really hard work, but it's good work. And, you know, when you do it right, it feels good. We're about halfway done with getting the post cement with cement in the holes, and then we'll be putting up the railings, and we'll probably be milling some of the cedar slats. But 128-foot a line of fences is what's on our list this week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot of work when it's hot like that.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But we've been working with the shade. So when we know we're going to be in the shade, and Brian's really good at, you know, doing it right and also doing a lot of the heavy lifting. But I enjoy the end result because we did about 100 feet two summers ago. So it's 8 acres. It's going to take a while to get all the way around. And we are going to use some metal fencing. We've got deer that jump over the metal fencing, but two sets of triplets we've seen in the past month. And
wow.
That is kind of impressive. It's very fertile here. And they're adorable. They're runts.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can't even imagine a deer having triplets. I mean, there's something that doesn't seem right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit. In my week, I don't know how much you know about the spike protein. I'm not sure if Frank got my MP3. I mean, I'll find out if he got it. He did. So, you know, it's a four-minute thing, and we can, you know, but I feel like I know a couple people that have called me. They're still having issues with the spike protein thing, you know, being exposed to these vaccinated people, especially if you're like a caregiver or something and you're around someone who's been vaccinated and you're constantly caring for them and, you know, you end up being affected. And, you know, I'm not sure how healthy you need to be to resist that. It seems to be quite an issue, like, these people breathing, I mean, they're breathing it out of them. They're constantly producing it because their body never, you know, turns it off. So there's a little clip that Eleanor in Canada sent out, and it's a little longer clip than the one I had, but it's about 4 minutes, and it's Peter McCullough talking on Alex Jones, and it's, you know, it's basically three ingredients. Nattokinase, you know, we talked about that with Dr. Dean Lloyd, and he says I think it was 2,000 milligrams twice a day and 500 milligrams of bromelain, and then and I don't remember how much curcumin. So that, and that was the third thing to make sure. And that seems, you know, according to Peter McCullough and his clinical practice, that seems to be taking care of the effects of the spike protein. But, you know, I'd want to see some of this stuff under a dark field microscope, you know, their blood before and after. I mean, this seems to be a real problem with some people and not with others. And then we talked about niacin. You know, getting not niacinamide, but, you know, niacin and doing niacin flushes. And I know, you know, like it's not an issue for me because I'm really not around vaccinated people. And also, Jen and Brian, you don't have any issues, right?
No, we don't have issues. However, I am doing some part-time work for a woman who's taking care of her 40-year-old daughter who has had long COVID in bed for the past 2 years. Her daughter has left and gone to Hawaii to stay with her father, who's a doctor. And so I interact with this woman who's been with her daughter for 2 years. But, you know, it's outside. That's the only person that I socialize with, basically. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're even dealing with them. They're outside their houses.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. So you're breathing in fresh air. It's not like you're having that closed, you know, a closed house contact.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to go ahead. Do we even want to play a clip? I want to ask Jenna, do we want to play a clip? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, it's 4 minutes and he emphasizes, you know, like a virus. I want everyone to understand a virus is some kind of poison. So they develop something. This is not natural. A lot of the viruses are man-made. They're not natural. I would say syphilis was something that was man-made, something very odd. But there's lots of things like that are clearly manipulated in laboratories, even way back in the day when syphilis came out. So there's been lots of weird stuff, crosses with animals, just weird. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, if we were to know our true history, people would just go, whoa, really? You know, and, you know, I mean, you hear about reptilians, right? Well, I mean, you see, you know, these people that, you know, you see people's eyes. I mean, I've seen it in someone, you know, where their eyes turn into slit. The pupil literally turns into a long slit, like a reptoid, right? So I saw a clip this week, just before we play that, I saw a clip this week where someone grabbed, you know, Ron DeSantis, you know, at some event, and he was on TV and everything, and they're like zoomed into his eyes because they couldn't believe what they were seeing, and they were slits. It was on TikTok, and I thought, well, no wonder. That partially explains why Trump is so venomous on Ron DeSantis, other than the fact that when FEMA came into Florida, I mean, he basically just praised them while they were raping and pillaging and stealing. I mean, it was bad when they hit Florida. And so, you know, here Ron DeSantis is standing behind him. And, you know, I think he was skull and bones. He did go to Harvard or Yale. He went to one of those law schools. So that's disturbing, too. There's several things that are disturbing about DeSantis, I'm just saying. But that was the latest, you know, is seeing. And then there, people are like, well, that could be Photoshop. Well, this gal just grabbed it off some news and, you know, decided, you know, she wanted to capture it. And she put it on TikTok and compared it with, you know, someone that was also in the same news clip that wasn't, you know, doing the weird reptilian eyes. So anyway, interesting, huh? So anyway, let's go ahead and play that clip because I want anyone that's had spike or knows someone to be able to share this information. And I'm going to go ahead and post that in the chat, you know, the links, okay?
Yeah, great.
Well, this is what we know, Alex. All the lethality of this virus is loaded in the spike protein. That's the spine on the surface of the virus, the spicules. That's the spike protein. You get it from the infection. It stays in the body. The body can't break it down. And actually, you get a ton of it from the vaccines because they inject the genetic code for the spike protein. The body can't break it down. The body keeps getting loaded with it. That's been shown by Bruce Patterson and others. And that's the spike protein on the surface. Those are those little buds you see on the surface. Now, here's the breakthrough. The breakthrough is a Japanese discovery called nattokinase. Nattokinase, it is an enzyme that's derived from the fermentation of soy. That clearly breaks down the spike protein. It's safe. The Japanese have been using it as a supplement for decades. Another enzyme breaks it down partially. It's called bromelain. It's derived from the stems of pineapples. is also safe. And then finally, there's now even randomized trials demonstrating curcumin, which is the purified part of turmeric, reduces the spike protein damage to cells and tissues, lowers inflammatory factors in the blood. So I have a paper under review. I'm careful because I want to get this fully peer-reviewed and published. But our base detox, what I'm doing in my practice, Alex, everybody, that's adults, non-pregnant, you know, who just have these concerns, natokinase, 2,000 units twice a day, bromelain, 500 milligrams a day, curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day, hopefully the nano version. Best-in-class spike is offered by the wellness company. The wellness company, the spike support formula, you can go to onlinehealthnow.com. That's through your portal for the spike support. I'm hoping the InfoWars stores has the bromelain and the nanocurcumin.
Well, regardless, I believe you and you're a supporter of ours. Everyone should go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com. It supports them. It supports you and your work, warning the world, and it supports our broadcast. Absolutely, whether it's a nitric boost or whether it's this formula, which I'm sure is amazing, onlinehealthnow.com. What is the name of the formula again, Dr. Peter McCullough?
Well, again, the base formula, which we can add to, is natokinase. That would be wellness company spike support, two capsules twice a day, bromelain 500 milligrams a day, and then nanocurcumin 500 milligrams twice a day. That's a base. That's three things. Anybody can do that. Adding nitric boost on top, N-acetylcysteine, some take supplemental iodine if the thyroid is low. What I'm saying is everybody needs a base support, detox support.
Can you come up with a, I mean, it might be three pills, I get it, but can you come up with one thing that has it all?
Yeah, we're working on it right now in my practice. Brian Proctor's working on it with the manufacturer. I think everybody needs to offer a base support. Now, listen. If someone has a blood test that are positive, what's called the ANA positive, in my practice, they go on hydroxychloroquine for a long period of time. If they have active indolent infection, when lymph nodes in the sinuses, they go on ivermectin for a prolonged period of time. If there's inflammatory lung disease, they go on corticosteroids, pericarditis, colchicine. So the base stays, and then we add things to it.
Well, it's absolutely vital for folks to get prepared. And people go to onlinehealthnow.com. They can sign up for free and then get, you know, all sorts of great services in online pharmacies, but with trained doctors and people that actually are patriots and know what's going on. But it's not just stuff for COVID you find at onlinehealthnow.com, is it?
No, it's. I can tell you right now, it's important sources of information out there. Go to my website, petermcculloughmd.com, this McCullough Protocol. As soon as we have the base detox fully peer-reviewed and published, that will be up there. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, that gives you a list of doctors nationwide who are independent, will treat you fairly. Wellness company, it's got great telemedicine and dental services in the United States. Wellness company just opened up Wellness Company Canada. I was just on the corporate call. They're doing great. FLCCC, that's Frontline Critical Care Alliance.
I think that's it. That's it. So the other thing I wanted to share, and I was trying to put it in the chat room, I'm still determined. The chat room is rejecting. It's from Russia, and it's how to avoid graphene nano that's in anesthetic syringes. So yeah, unbelievable. So it's a really short video, and I'm wondering how to couch it. And I'm thinking about putting it in there where all the forward slashes are, and just substituting that with dashes, and then I think I can do it.
Or you could just play it into your microphone.
It's a visual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's showing how – basically what it's doing, it's 2 minutes. It's real short. It shows this guy – the woman needs to be anesthetized, and he's the anesthesiologist or whatever in Russia. He takes the syringe, and he takes a magnet and draws it all the way to the top, not where the needle is. He draws it to the top so he can get rid of whatever is magnetized in there, and whatever is left is going to be the anesthetic.
Is it like a high-powered magnet?
Well, like he shows it's hard to see. It's kind of small, the video. So I'm just going to tell people, I'm going to go ahead and take it, and I'm going to put dashes. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. And so the chat room is, again, immunizewisely with a Z, chatango.com. And I'm going to go ahead, everywhere there's a forward slash, I'm going to put a dash. And then I think it'll work. So it's the only place where there's dashes, just, you know, cut and paste into your notepad or something and replace it. And that's what I'm going to do. Every dash should be, I mean, wow, you know, I mean, even Murr's like, wow, that's odd, you know, but I'm telling you, they monitor freaking everything, you know, they do. So let's see, here we go. Oh, it did it. It's not taking it. Oh, unbelievable. Well, email me. People that need to email me. I know John Peterson. I sent it to him. He says it's too late, you know, but then it's like going through the nano type detox, you know. I mean, I'm trying to give people options, you know, because, you know, frankly, not everyone has gone through this life completely unscathed. In fact, I don't think anyone gets it through this life unscathed. And so who knows what your history is, but a lot of people that get to be our age, Jenna, they're compromised a little bit. They have teeth that are compromised. Sure. Dentist. Yep.
Right.
Yep. And what are you going to do if you have to have teeth pulled because they're rotting in your mouth and they're causing infection and that goes throughout your body? Right. And I keep telling people, you know, an infected tooth, I mean, a root canals, all that kind of stuff. You know, how many people got root canals before they knew they were, you know, leaving a rotten tooth in your mouth and that you're going to have problems later on? So... yeah. So, yeah. Doesn't work. So, have you looked at any of the news, Jenna, about the Ukraine thing? It's pretty interesting.
Yes, it is. And, yeah. So, well, especially because I have a son, and he's decided to check out. He's got 6 more months left for his 4 years in the military. But, yeah, with Biden saying he's going to pull reserves in, and then the Baltics have been also sending more and more of our weaponry. It's like building up. It's
right.
Building,
yeah. Yep. Well, let's talk about that for that short segment, you know, because I think it's important, especially after your son. I'm glad he's like saying enough is enough.
Right.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Wisely. I wasn't sure if we were on the air or not, frankly. I mean, I got a little mixed up with the commercial breaks. So now we are on the air. I get that. So you were sharing on the air about DeSantis and, you know, making us all radioactive for sure. I mean, DeSantis is not a good guy. I just want people to be really clear about that. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, okay? He seemed to all of a sudden turn around during COVID, but I know people in Florida that, you know, it was bad. They were like forced. I mean, he let the Department of Health totally run havoc all over that state in 2021, and it was bad. I mean, there were forced vaccinations and all kinds of stuff. So anyhow, if you go to AmericansForResponsibleTech.org, there's Robin sent this to us, and it is really bad. It's a bill, H.R. 3557, and it's a bill that represents an unprecedented and dangerous infringement of local government's authority to manage public rights of way and land use. It strips local governments of property rights and monetary compensation in favor of cable, wireless, and telecommunications providers. The bill also waives historic preservation and environmental rules. That, you know, when we're trying to get an ordinance, you know, passed just to protect the local air city from 5G in neighborhoods, you know, where houses are, you know, so you don't have a 5G tower right outside your bedroom window, We are using the FCC's own requirements, which is NHPA, that's the National Historic Preservation Act, and the NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Act, and that you have to actually have, you know, protections in place, because if they don't pass, I mean, if you can claim your area where you live is a historical preservation site, or it would be an environmental disaster, you know, like you have a beekeeping operation on your property, that would be an environmental issue, you know, for wildlife and bees and that kind of thing. So, but anyway, the bill imposes no obligations on these companies to provide broadband to unserved or underserved Americans, which, you know, that's not a big deal. But right now, it basically is a carte blanche for wireless infrastructure, which should have local control. And yep. And just so you know, they have, you know, court orders that are, you know, telling the FCC that they have to update their 1996 Telecommunications Act, and they're absolutely just ignoring these court orders. These are federal court orders, and so now they're being sued, you know, for enforcement. You know, it's like, you know, they're in default. They've been in default for 2 years now. So, yeah, it's really bad. So anyway, that's in the chat room, I believe. I might not have put it in yet.
And also earlier in the chat, I put up 7 days ago, there was a documentary just released, An Invisible Threat, the Harmful Effects documentary of microwave technology. And it was made in Europe, but there was a lawyer that spoke in the documentary, and he was starting to win cases. His first case he won because an 8-year-old was in an apartment with neurological issues, and bringing up the point that there is no responsibility, and there is no insurance, like the Lords of London and the insurance with accountability. That's what changed the mind of that particular judge. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that point alone, people are just not aware. I mean, that's a good point. Why wouldn't they be responsible for any biological effects? Because there's a variety, and it's already documented. And I also want to bring up that we've had Dr. Martin Paul on, and he's still writing papers out there with the voltage-gated calcium channels. That is a recent test that is documented, noted, cited. It's there. It's like you can't, like, the facts are there. And they like to go back and forth, like in this documentary, there's no harmful effects, blah, blah. So I just think that pushing it and reminding people, or when you are trying to change people's minds on this issue, when they think that there's no harm being caused, there is, and the insurance is a good giveaway.
Yep, exactly. It really is. So yeah, there are people that want to do calls. Chris Steiner, I'm really glad, because he has a great his show is one of my favorites Sunday morning. So he made some really good comments, you know, about, you know, having Ron DeSantis during the height of COVID get all of these conservatives and all these people to flock to his state. Well, is this like a strategy that they're going to do some future roundup possibly? You know, good guy, bad guy. You know, I mean, he has a history, a serious history. So that's not all real warm and fuzzy, for sure. And I love the comment, radioactive roads sure would discourage folks from driving to the state capitol. Wow, really? You think? You know, because it happens to be the state capitol in Florida is all the way up in the northwestern corner of the state. You know, it's away from the major population areas that are in the south and even the eastern part of the state. So it would be quite a big deal for people to want to travel to the Capitol, unless we had hovercraft or something, you know.
You know, another point that I just thought of, it's like when people were thinking that they needed to move to get to a safer state, that like that sense of displacement disempowers of people. You know, people that can stay and hold ground and saying, this is my home, this is my property, and I have history here. That history is strength, you know?
Right.
So that's just a thought I had.
No, it's true. And that, you know, all this displacement that happened during COVID, I mean, it's really messed up our whole geography here in a huge way. I mean, we had farmland that's totally obliterated because of all the people from Oregon, Washington, and California, primarily California, moving here, and New Yorkers too. No, we had this whole area. It's like this huge city, and you know, this was a mountain woods. We have a lot of water here, but the whole infrastructure can't support it. So, yeah. So, do you want to take Chris's? Chris is on hold. Chris Steiner. Hey. He wanted to make a comment. So.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, Chris.
Hi, Ingrid. Hi, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm just tuned in. What was the guest name?
Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Hi. Good to hear all your comments and keeping track of your taking notes from the chat room there. I just wanted to give the reference to add to, if folks don't already know, what DeSantis had signed on June 29th, I think. Or the 30th, where it's a HB 1129 that allows for the use of those the phosphate mining's radioactive waste in roads. So it kind of makes me wonder, you know, it makes me wonder about how government in general cares about our health. You know, the EPA actually put forth loosened the regulation about 2 or 3 years ago, and then they changed it to where they disallow radioactive waste again. So now people are saying, well, DeSantis didn't do it. He needs EPA approval now. So, well, he did it as far as he exercised his power as far as he could. So, if folks don't know, this radioactive waste from phosphate mining is also what's in our water, and under the pretext of water fluoridation. It's not like it used to be in years past when they first started fluoridating water with the byproduct of aluminum manufacture, which is a sodium and stannous fluoride, but which is the second most toxic form. The least most toxic are the natural forms like magnesium fluoride and calcium fluoride. But then, you know, like I say, the second most toxic is sodium and stannous fluoride from aluminum manufacture. And then the most toxic is phosphate mining. You know, hydrofluorosilicic acid and all sorts of other fluorosilicates or silicofluorides that are, you know, it's just full of, their waste is full of heavy metals, radioactive isotopes, and so they're well aware of this. But you know, like water fluoridation, it's just another way for them to make some money selling their industrial waste rather than having to pay to dispose of it somewhat properly, which, you know, there's no proper way to dispose of it. We need to stop phosphate mining anyhow. So, think this should, you know, it's just going to draw more attention to the outrage of how much does DeSantis care about our health.
Right. And, you know, if you don't have this book, you can get it pretty cheap online, Chris. It'll blow you away. It was actually in the Northwest. And I think Jenna may have this book. I hope she does. It's called Fateful Harvest. And nobody paid attention to this book because it was literally released right around 9/11, 2001. And it shows the collusion of the fertilizer industry with industrial waste. It's unbelievable. And so, you know, if someone's like not paying their bill at Senex, you know, that Senex is like where all these farmers are getting their fertilizer. So the guy's hasn't been able to pay his bill because he had a rough year. Then they start sending him the real toxic stuff, you know, because he's on credit, right? And then his land is just pretty soon just not even able to be used because it kills everything.
Yeah.
And then they have sick and dead horses.
Sure.
Well, they had sick horses and dead horses because they would grow this hay on this you know, toxic soil from industrial waste, and the hay was sickly, but nobody would know it because they're trying to sell it because they need the money. And so the horses would eat the hay and die. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
And this is all, I actually knew some of the players because when I read the book, it was one of our listeners that turned me on to the book, or one of our subscribers. It was, anyway, I was telling everyone about it, Fateful Harvest. It was written by an investigative reporter, and it's kind of done along the lines of the classic book, you know, The Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson. And but, you know, I have to admit, Christopher Bryson is 10 years into it and absolutely classic. This is close. It's a close second. And it was done by a Seattle reporter. And it's just jaw-dropping. And when I lived in Moses Lake when all this stuff was going on, I actually lived there, right in the area where the main part of the story takes place. So, anyway.
Now, there, I did... There's
a documentary called Poison Horses, and the folks want to check out on my links page on my website. I have a long list of links and documentaries and books, like the ones you mentioned, except for, I'll have to add, Faithful Harvest. It's over at theliberationstation.com on the links page, and at the top are the categories. You can just click on the water fluoridation, safer water in dentistry category, right, and it'll take you right to it.
And yeah, then, that whole case is in Colorado, right? You're talking about the Colorado case where they were able to get it out of the water because the horses were dying in Colorado, right?
Yeah, Colorado Springs,
right.
Pretty sure. It's been so long. It's such a, you know, I'm looking online, it looks like it's supposed to 2008, but I think it was made before then. And, you know, I think the best way to put phosphate out of business is, well, what's the better source of nutrients? We have, I think, the best source of minerals, or the best absorbed form of minerals I know, are ionic. So what I just tell folks, you know, with a water ionizer, you can take Himalayan salts or some other unrefined salt with a wide variety of minerals and pump it through your water ionizer to have those ionized minerals and all the other good qualities of ionized water, and put it in a spray bottle, spray it on your plants, and just be shocked at how amazing things grow. You know, if you don't have a green thumb, give this a try, and, you know, especially if you're in a pinch. I can't think of anything better for health of plants or people. And then, you know, we can, I kept told folks at, you know, county commission meetings that this is something, a very simple technology that it shows how obsolete phosphate fertilizer is. And of course, we know it's toxic. You know, you're just giving the plant, it's called forced growth, if the audience isn't aware, where you just give them the three minerals, main minerals that most plants need, the potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus. Those are the three numbers on the bag. And they might grow and fruit, but they don't reproduce or don't do so very well. And they, you know, their immune systems are so degraded, the grower feels like they're, as if they're dependent on fertilizers, fertilizer, herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides. So they, because their plants aren't well enough of those. So when I started spraying my plants with the ionized water, I explained how I make, they just stopped having almost had no more bug bites, and they started just growing so much bigger, and annuals and biennials become perennials, and they just produce so much better. So you know, we can do that, save our own environment, our own backyard, and prevent the phosphate mining company from making these lunar moonscapes they have here in Central Florida. They're something like 27 gypsum stacks, these gypsum stacks that they can't remediate. Nothing grows. They're just full of radioactive water. The liners often break and leak into the aquifer. And they've had quite a few disasters of sinkholes over the years. Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company doesn't tell the Florida Department of Environmental Protection until maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, like Mulberry in 2016, and other ones that could have been prevented. But just so much environmental damage, and they're trying to take over.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you called in, Chris. I do want you to look at the link I put up as biochar as a potential strategy for remediation of contaminated mining, because I've been into biochar for a while, and there's lots of studies on doing that thing.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wisely. I'm Ingrid Castle, and I have my normal guest host, Jenna Shibuda. She's amazing. She's brought some amazing guests when she substitutes for me. And, like, you know, nobody even heard of Aman Jabi when she brought him on. And now everyone's on fire over the smart cities and the surveillance technology unleashed on us. That's been in the works for 20 years. Many of us have been warning, but now normies are waking up, which is great. And that's one of the gifts of COVID, frankly, is that a lot of normal people that weren't paying attention are now waking up. So I just want to say, before we take the next caller, and I want to thank Chris so much for calling. I did put that information in the chat room, and so you can always grab it, you know, whether it's Faithful Harvest or all the stuff going on in Florida. All of that's in the chat room. Really great commentary by Chris Steiner. And you should tune into his show tomorrow morning. Okay. So we had this whole thing that happened with Chris Hinckley's show, and everyone was like, wow, that was a great show. Well, where did he get all this information from? Well, there was this article in the Idaho Tribune, exclusive bombshell new whistleblower document reveals multi-agency criminal conspiracy to spy on and entrap law-abiding Americans. So while everyone's highlighting Chris Hinckley's show, I'm like reading. I'm a reader. And I'm reading this story going, whoa, this is intense. And so I sent it to a whole bunch of people. And then Friday morning, this is so weird. This is just the synchronicity of everything. I go to a coffee shop where I meet someone before our chiropractor appointments. We make our chiropractor turn off all the wireless in their office and all the fluorescent lights. Because we're like, if we're going to get therapy, we don't want to be poisoned in the process, right? So he does that just before lunch break. He'll take us in and close everything down. So I'm meeting her for coffee, and it's like, well, tea or whatever. And I don't even get to order it. The whole place is just packed. And my friend, Phil Hart, who wrote Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? He's leaving with this guy, and we're good friends. So I'm introducing him, and he's with this guy that wants to meet me. And come to find out, it's the same guy who wrote the article that Chris Hinckley is talking about and I'm talking about that I just mentioned to you that's now posted on RBN. And I thought, and he doesn't want his name out, even though he ended up on the Stu Peters show, the real, with his real name. So whatever, you know, but I thought, this is too weird, you know. I just want you to see, there's so much synchronicity going on. It's just bizarre. But yeah, please read that story. It's like incredible. So yeah, we're not quite at the top of the hour. So I guess I was a little early on the draw there. So yeah, the top of the hour, we'll bring on the next caller.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.